From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Syrian's foreign minister says his country is ready to participate in peace talks in Geneva, although he did not specify or explain what that means. The announcement comes almost a week after the United Nations Security Council approved a plan for an international Syrian peace process aimed at ending its civil war. Walid Mualim spoke with reporters on a visit to Beijing.
Syria ready to participate in the Syrian-Syrian dialogue in Geneva without any foreign interference, and our delegation will be ready as soon as we receive a list of the opposition delegation.
Foreign Minister Mualim also said his government hopes the dialogue will be successful in helping Syria establish a national unity government. Meantime, Syrian activist groups say raids by government warplanes on a rebel-held suburb in the capital Damascus killed at least 20. Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says women and children were among the casualties in the raid on the suburb at Hamariyo. Government warplanes and helicopter gunships often attack opposition-held suburbs of Damascus. A gas tanker fire in Nigeria has killed more than 100. That fire ignited at a gas plant in Anambra State when a gas truck exploded after unloading its contents. Reports indicate the resulting fire burned to death many of the people standing in line to refill their cooking gas canisters. Injured were taken to hospital. It's not clear how many people were hurt. This is VOA News.